Chernobyl Child, L'Enfant de Chernobyl, 2017. Bronze sculpture on a concrete base by Jean-Marc Rochette, 1956. This sculpture was inspired by a preparatory work made from photos of children born in the area around Chernobyl after the nuclear disaster in 1986. In 2014, Jean-Marc Rochette used it as inspiration for his drawings of some characters from Terminus, the last volume of Transperce Neige. This graphic science fiction novel, based on a scenario by Olivier Bocquet, is a critical anti-nuclear tract that draws its influence from both the Fukushima catastrophe and the migrant crisis. Located on the edge of Hoche Park, Chernobyl Child is a reminder of the children who were victims of nuclear radiation whilst still in their mother's bellies. It is a warning for future generations in Germany, where Jean-Marc Rochette himself used to live. In German, the word monument translates as Denkmal, meaning literally, think about it. Jean-Marc Rochette started out as a mountain guide, but gave up alpinism in 1976 after he was involved in a serious accident caused by a rockfall. He started a career as a comic strip author, working on Grenoble's anti-nuclear newspaper, Le Casse-Noir, and publishing pieces in magazines such as Actuel, L'Echo de Savane, A Suivre, Équipe, and Okapi. He notably drew the Edmond Le Cochon series and Transperce Neige, later adapted for cinema by the Korean director Bong Joon-ho. After spending 7 years in Berlin from 2009 to 2016, where he devoted himself almost exclusively to painting, Jean-Marc Rochette settled in France in the Oison Mountains and the Gard. In 2018, Casterman published his comic strip Aile Froide Altitude 3954, an autobiographical work about his youth in Grenoble. This work was donated by the artist to the town of Grenoble in 2017. The town of Grenoble has more than 150 works installed in public places that we invite you to discover, thanks to several trails across the town and on the grenoble-patrimoine.fr website. These trails have been created with the help of the Department of Isère and the Auvergne-Rhône-Alpes Regional Cultural Affairs Directorate.